Within this universe, there is a play of darkness and light, of life and birth and death and dissolution, of manifestation and of destruction. Human life is a composition of these opposites. If taken from a myopic point of view, it may seem that at times you are either blessed by a situation which is helpful to your individual being, or you are cursed by a situation of trial and difficulty. But these two forces of creation and destruction, this play of opposites is always going on. One in balance with the other. For everything that comes into manifestation must dissolve, must change and be destroyed. This is the fundamental way of the created universe. A star may appear to last far longer than an ant, but both have their time of creation and their time of death or destruction. All things that are of the material universe come and go. Sometimes there are great social difficulties, plagues, wars that affect massive populations in a unified flow. Other times, it is individual difference. But all of this play of dark and light, of struggle and joy, is all part of the world of form and the psychic mental reactions to that world. It has nothing to do with you as a spiritual being. Plagues may ravage the society, many people dying. Wars may ravage the society. Yet you, as a spiritual being, are beyond this duality of pain and pleasure. The human condition is governed by the ego mind, which engages with self-defense and avoidance of that which can in any way harm the body or mind, and attachment, desire for that which will help you survive. which will bring you happiness as a physical being and a mental, psychological being. But none of these encompass the totality of you. You are beyond these external desires of the ego mind. As long as you identify yourself as a body and as the accompanying personality, you feel fear of those things which might impinge upon your existence. For even those who have wisdom have fear of death and clinging to life. So even though you have knowledge of truth, you have fear that arises in the body at the thought of destruction and the desire to find those ways to keep yourself safe. With this pandemic, with other social situations that will threaten your safety, naturally fear arises. There is desire to find safety. But that fear is related to the body and the body's desire to survive and its impact on your mind. This is the natural state, the natural reactions of your physical existence. But you, who are you? Are you simply this body, this mind, this personality that is in reaction to the environment, always seeking to find security and safety and fearing that which will destroy that security and safety? This is the condition of the ego mind. This is the condition of human life. Without spiritual base. When there is a spiritual base, there is an acknowledgement that there is a transcendent self that is not touched by the sands of time and the moving tides of the world, that is not touched by need and fear, desire and avoidance. When your identity of self connects more deeply with that eternal self, you experience the fears of the body, because naturally the body wants to survive, but its nature is to have a temporary existence bound by time. You experience it, the fear and the need, but from a distance, because it is not you. You are not the body you are not going to be destroyed by anything. You are not going to die. The body becomes ill. The body suffers pain. The mind experiences fear and the struggle of the pain. But the spirit, the awareness and consciousness, is immersed in that only to the degree that there is not real knowledge and recognition of the nature of self. Once there is the realization that self is beyond these dualities of pleasure and pain, that your true self is established in the Divine Beloved, in the infinite cosmic love, which has no boundaries of time or space. A love that is so profound, it encompasses all the pain and the pleasure. When identity melds into that cosmic nature, into that love that's so great, nothing is outside of it. Then the pain and the pleasure, the fear and the need, the desire, they become like the movie on the movie screen. You're watching the movie, pretending you're engaged in the movie, but you know you are not really the movie, that you are the self who is the witness watching the movie of your life, the story of your life, and of your death. And of what is beyond your life and death in this body. You are the witness watching the story of you. And when you look at yourself, your real self, the one who watches the story and sometimes gets caught up in it, just like you get caught up in a good movie and all the dangers and fears and ins and outs, it is much the same watching your life. But who are you? This one who watches, who witnesses the experience who enjoys the highs and lows. There was an interruption. You are the one who enjoys the highs and suffers the lows. You are the one who experiences, who knows.
I'm not hearing anything. You're muted, my dream.
Could you hear it before?
Yes.
Okay. And then I cut out. I'm back now. Your immortal nature is not bound by that which you witness. When you surrender all your beliefs, your identity to the cosmic self, to the one eternal beloved of your heart, you realize that all the passages of life are like a dream. You will be there when the dream of your body is over. You will be there in the great sleep. You will be there in the dream of a new life, of a baby, of growing, of becoming, until you realize again you are not the dream. Until one day that realization becomes so strong that you know you are not the dream and you stop dreaming and return to your eternal nature. So never be afraid of these things in the world. They come and they go. As these bodies come and go. But you are more than that. You are immortal. Eternal being. You are the love in the core of your heart that never dies. Know your own nature. Establish yourself in your own nature. Then the dream is dreamt but it has no hold on you. And when you realize you are the same in all circumstance, then fear flies away, because the realization comes, there is nothing to be afraid of. Nothing can harm you. You are not the dream. All right?